I'd like to call this meeting of the Piscataway Township Council to order. Just as a recognition here, this is a reorganization meeting. So as the senior-most council member of the board here tonight, I have the honor of opening the meeting tonight. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. The township continues to use a remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done either by the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute. Upon being unmuted, you should begin to ask any and all questions you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall have only one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Now, will everyone please join me in a salute to our flag?
The United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, sorry about that. That'll bring us to number four, which are nominations to elect a council president for 2023. So I will open this up to the floor to the council members. Do I hear any nominations to elect a council president?
I'm nominate Frank Ahn for his presidency for 2023.
Excellent. Are there any other nominations on the table? None. Do I have a second to nominate Frank Ahn for council president?
Councilman Rouse, second.
Thank you. We have a first and a second. Now I'll take a voice call vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Seeing none. Frank, you are now council president.
Okay, we're going to move to number five, nominations to elect council vice president. Do I have any nomination on the floor for council vice president?
Council president, I nominate Councilwoman Gabrielle Cahill as council vice president.
Okay, nominations for Councilwoman Gabrielle Cahill. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Congratulations, Gabrielle. You are council vice president.
Thank you, Sharon. And thank you, council president.
Okay, I'm going to call the reorganization meeting to order. Can you do the roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Espinosa?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi? Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Yeah.
Council President Herron?
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Gumar?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Kelly Mitch?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Okay, we're going to move to number eight, Mayor's Appointments.
To the Civil Rights Advisory Commission, Taryn Adkins, E. Bashir Ahmed, Rehan Ahmed, Charmaine Richardson, Kenneth Saunders, Brenda Smith, Marlon Wilson. To the Historic Preservation Advisory Commission, Gabrielle Cahill, Carol Natarelli. To the Municipal Alliance Substance Abuse Task Force, Calvin Laughlin, Tyshawn Myers, Linwood Rouse, Paul Sinkler, Frank Erin, Jerry Wilson. To the Planning Board, Alex Adkins, E. Bashir Ahmed, Gabrielle Cahill, Dawn Corcoran, Presiding Municipal Court Judge, James P. Hobisch, Esquire.
Thank you, Melissa. I'm going to move to number nine, open to the public. Comments regarding item number 16, consent agenda items. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed all comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Yes, council members, I just had a question about one of the items on the consent agenda regarding the prosecutors and the public defenders that are set to be selected. Will we be notified which of the prosecutors and public defenders are selected?
Hey, this is the Township Attorney, Raj Kumar. The actual individuals that have been appointed will be notified. If you want that information, you can reach out to the clerk's office. Usually that information is also available through the courts also.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to know if I was one of those members.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised at this time.
Okay, I'm going to close the public portion on number 9. Moving to number 10, ordinance on a first reading, authorize acquisition of block 12302, lot 103 for public person. This is purpose is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property identified as block 12302, lot 1.03 in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose, pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 etsec, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 24th day of January, 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Do I have a motion?
Offer, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second.
Councilman Rouse.
Mrs. Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Council President Earn.
Yes. Item number 10 passes. Moving to item number 11, ordinance on a first reading authorizing adoption of redevelopment plan for block 1701, lot 203, 4100 New Brunswick Avenue. Resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Cedar, would you read the ordinance?
Here resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance adopting a redevelopment plan for block 1701, lot 2.03, 4100 New Brunswick Avenue, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 24th day of January, 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mr. Cedar. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. 11 passes. Number 12, bond ordinance, first reading, $1,900,000 International Avenue Road improvements. This is a resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the bond ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council, Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance providing for the International Avenue Road Improvements Project in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $2 million therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $1,900,000 bonds or notes of the township to finance part of the cost thereof, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 24th day of January, 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
I have a second.
Second, Councilman Rouse.
Mrs. Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. All the ones passes. First. Number 13, ordinance on the first reading authorizing revision of the Township of Piscataway Community Center membership fees and categories and the revision of Sterling Village rental fees. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. City, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance authorizing the revision of the Township of Piscataway Community Center membership fees and categories and revision of Sterling Village rental rates, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 24th day of January, 2023. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Councilman Rouse, the motion.
Do I have a second?
Councilwoman.
Mr. Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. The item passes. Number 14, ordinance on the first reading, providing for the construction of local improvement sidewalks on Ethel Road West. This resolution adopting ordinance. City, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Sidewalks on the Ethel Road West frontage of Block 9001, lots 44.14, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59.02, 59.03, and 60, Block 9101, lots 45.01, 50, 51.01, 53.02, and 54.02, Block 9201, lots 44, 44.06, 44.07, 44.08, 45, and 46, and Block 9301, lots 52.03, 53.01, 54.05, 55.04, and 55.05 on the Township of Piscataway tax map as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 24th day of January, 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilman Rouse.
Mrs. Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on the first reading. Number 15 on the first reading, authorizing, amending, and supplementing Chapter 31, Streets and Sidewalks, is a resolution adopting the ordinance. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 31, Streets and Sidewalks, Section 31-1, Opening in Streets and Sidewalks, Subsection 31-1.7, Deposits, Amounts, Disposition, Period of Maintenance, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 24th day of January, 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mr. Cedar. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Kick. Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Mr. Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn.
Yes, item passes on first read. Moving to number 16, consent agenda resolutions. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
Council President, I'm just going to read some of the appointments that we have. Appointment of Kelly Mitch as Deputy Municipal Clerk. Appointment of Kelly Mitch as the Deputy Registrar and Bundy Sood as Alternate Deputy Registrar of Vital Statistics. Shemala Mulik Krishnanan, Manuel Patoya and Stacey Lopez to the Cultural Arts Advisory Commission. Norma Edom, Mohammed Hossein, and Dr. Karen Lin to the Health Advisory Commission. Linwood Rouse and Joanna Drennan to the Housing and Community Development Advisory Committee. Chris Irovando, Janine Albanese, and Timothy Dacey to the Library Board of Trustees. Thomas Rada as Certified Animal Control Officer. Tajesh Patel as Animal Cruelty Investigator and Sean Morelli as Alternate Animal Cruelty Investigator. Reverend Henry Kenney to the Property Maintenance Board of Appeals. Regina Adams, Raj Kumar, Kimberly Lane, Nicole Owens, Karen Johnson, Michelle Lombardi, Ahmed Multani, and Amar Goswani to the Public Relations Advisory Commission, Kapil Shah to the Recreation Advisory Commission, Catherine Riss and Jeffrey Tillery to the Rent Leveling Board, Rosemary Picudo, Joan Stamil, Antonio Abano, Joyce Cole and Karen O'Donnell to the Senior Citizens Advisory Commission, Timothy Dacey, Dan Ogilvie, and Michelle Lombardi to the Senior Citizen Housing Board of Trustees, Sean Cahill, Jeffrey Tillery, William Mitterrando, and Waqar Ali to the Zoning Board of Adjustment, James F. Clarkin III, Esquire, as Supervising Prosecutor, Thomas Lanza, Esquire, and John Kuczynski, Esquire, as Township Prosecutors, Timothy Dacey as Public Agency Compliance Officer, Municipal Court Judge James P. Hobisch, James Harding, Esquire, and John Wisniewski, Esquire, as Public Defenders, Vanessa Colon as Municipal Court Administrator, Angela Dos Santos as Deputy Municipal Court Administrator, and Vandana Kurana as the Treasurer.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Do I have a motion? Do I have a motion to accept the consent agenda items?
Councilman Rouse, motion.
Do I have a second?
Councilman Shaw, second.
Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes to all, but I will abstain from 16N, as in Nicholas.
Thank you. Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item number 17, appointment of the council committees.
To the Public Safety Committee, Sharon Carmichael, Michelle Lombardi, and Kapil Shah. To the Public Works Committee, Gabrielle Cahill, Dennis Espinosa, and Linwood Rouse. To the Finance Committee, Sharon Carmichael, Michelle Lombardi, and Kapil Shah. And to the Personnel Committee, Gabrielle Cahill, Dennis Espinosa, and Linwood Rouse.
Thanks. Moving to number 18, announcements and comments from officials. Gabrielle.
I thought we were going in alphabetical order. Oh, I am first. I cannot spell. Thank you, Council President. Oh my goodness. First of all, I want to say Happy New Year to all of the residents of Piscataway. just hoping that 2023 brings to all of us health, happiness, and time, meaningful time with those who we care about the most. I also would like to mention that at the end, I know we'll have another meeting here, but just as a reminder to residents, and I found this super helpful for myself, at the end of this month on Saturday, January 28th, we do have the free rabies clinic for residents whose last names end with A through K. We're separating it this year. It's two times. We may have done it last year, but I wasn't here. And then the next one will be in February. But at the end of this month, it's free rabies. That's kind of a big deal. I know how much it cost me when I missed this last year. So we want to remind folks about that. And that is all for me, Council President. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabrielle. Sharon? Jonas?
Just want to say happy New Year to everyone.
Linwood?
Yes, just want to say Happy New Year to all, and want to thank everyone for their prayers and just, you know, and their concern for me as I go through this little process that I'm going through, and wish all once again your families be safe and happy, and praying for those children at the high school once again. And that's about it. I'm keeping all that in prayer. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you. Councilman Shaw?
Yes, congratulations, President and Vice President, and welcome to newcomers, two of them, and Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you.
And I just want to wish everybody a happy and healthy New Year. Be safe. Mayor Waller?
Thank you, Council President. I want to congratulate all the newly sworn in ward council members, and also the new leadership team of Frank Gern and Gabrielle Cahill. But on a more solemn note, we did have two fatals over the weekend. There was a fatality on Friday night on River Road, township resident, and then also what happened yesterday on South Randolph Hill Road with one of the high school students. You know, it's very unfortunate, obviously, what had happened, but we're just asking folks to just be very cognizant when they're driving around, especially during the winter months, with the roads, whether they're slick or foggy, like tonight, it's very foggy out. Just be cognizant when you're driving around, and you know, safety is everything. We want to see our residents safe. And that's about it, Council President.
Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Timothy Dacey.
I'd like to welcome the new council members on board and the new president and vice president. I look forward to working with the entire council for the new year.
Thank you, Mr. Dacey. Township Attorney Rob Guma.
Just a happy new year. Thank you.
We're going to move to number 19, the agenda session for January 24th, 2023. Ordinance on a second reading authorizing acquisition of block 12302, lot 103 for public purpose. This will be open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance on a second reading authorizing adoption of redevelopment plan for block 1701, lot 203, 4100 New Brunswick Avenue. This is open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Any comments or questions? Bond ordinance on a first reading, $1,900,000 International Avenue Road Improvements. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance on a second reading authorizing a revision of the Township of Piscataway Community Center of Membership Fees and Categories and revision of Sterling Village Rental Rates. This will be open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance on a second reading providing for the construction of local improvement sidewalks on Ethel Road West. This will be open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance on a second reading authorizing amending and supplementing Chapter 31, Streets and Sidewalks. It's open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Resolution authorizing refund duplicate payment of 2023 Retail Food License, SHI International Corporation. Any comments or questions? Resolution authorizing award of contract through Sourcewell Vermeer Model SC770TX Stump Cutter, Vermeer North Atlantic, not to exceed $76,332. Resolution authorizing award of contract through Sourcewell 2022 Racker Nielsen Wheel Dump DW30 Foley Rentals Foley Caterpillar, not to exceed $63,500. Resolution authorizing award of contract through Sourcewell 2023 Caterpillar CB40MB Vibrator Asphalt Compactor Foley Caterpillar Incorporation, not to exceed $87,739. And last, resolution authorizing award of contract through New Jersey State Government Ford F-250 with utility body and snowplow chassis S Winter Ford Incorporation, not to exceed $77,635. Any comments or questions on them? Not, we'll move to number 20, open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by the phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt and press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Please state your name and your address. No, you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Yes, council members, it's about a previous item on the consent agenda. I missed the names of the prosecutors and public defenders. Should I just email the clerk to get those names?
I need your name and address, sir.
I'm Marco Di Stefano. 2050 Emerson Avenue, Union, New Jersey, 0783.
Yes, we'll take care of that for you.
Okay.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised at this time.
Close the public portion. We're moving to number 29, adjournment. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second. Shaw.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much and have a good night.
Good night. Good night.